Hey, everybody, it's Kai. This is another all-new episode of the Corner Office Podcast, interviews with the CEOs running the companies you know that shape your life, or maybe like this next guest, changing the way you work. Stacy Brown Philpott is the CEO of TaskRabbit, a company that's about to expand into 20 new cities in the United States, doubling its size. But the question is, what is TaskRabbit exactly? I'm going to have Stacy Brown Philpott answer that question.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
I tell people I run a company that helps people find other people to do chores around their house.
And then when they look at you and go, huh, then what do you say?
If you need a handyman to put together some IKEA furniture or you need a TV mounted on the wall, we have an app that you can download and find somebody to do it in just a couple of clicks, 5 minutes.
Total stranger doing jobs around my house for me.
Total strangers, but a trusted stranger.
Trusted stranger. Well, so get to that. I mean, how does one become a, I'm sure you have a word for the people who sign up for your service.
Yeah, we call them taskers.
Uh-huh.
And our taskers go through a very rigorous vetting process in order to be allowed into the marketplace that includes background screening and checking and onboarding process and an in-person orientation where we get to know who they are.
And you are now in the midst of a big expansion after, it has to be said, growing pretty slowly for a long while.
Yeah, we're excited to launch TaskRabbit in 20 additional markets over the next 6 months. We have built a business that provides quality handyman in 19 cities, and we're excited to be in almost 40 cities within the next 6 months.
So that's doubling. I mean, there's some peril in fast growth, fast expansion, as you know by working in Silicon Valley.
Indeed, which is why we're phasing out the expansion. We're starting with 5 additional cities to begin with, and we'll be expanding into more cities in the heartland of America.
You guys profitable yet, by the way?
Very close to profitability. Yes, we're on that path.
Well, that's always good. Better to be on that path or not. Let me ask you a couple of questions about you, actually, because you have had an interesting route to get to TaskRabbit. From Detroit, you spent time at Goldman Sachs via Stanford and then Google before you got recruited to TaskRabbit. What was it that made you want to go to time at Google in its early days, why a sharing economy company?
You know, I fell in love with the vision of TaskRabbit, which is to revolutionize everyday work. And I grew up in the city of Detroit where a lot of people didn't have work opportunities, but they were good, hardworking people, including I had a single mom who took care of me and my brother. And so what we get to do at TaskRabbit is create jobs. And so I'm excited about the opportunity that we have to what I think of as creating everyday work for everyday people. And it was hard not to pass up a chance to create more jobs for people who I grew up with all over this country.
Okay, but here's the thing. As you know, as well as anybody else in this country, by virtue of what you do, the nature of work in this country is changing. The kinds of jobs, the pay of those jobs, all of those things. Is TaskRabbit a place where somebody can go and make a living in this new economy?
Yeah, the nature of work is definitely changing. People aren't interested in the days of wanting to spend 40 hours inside one building doing the same thing is ultimately, I believe, going to disappear. More and more people are turning to services like TaskRabbit to earn a flexible income. And we see it as a responsibility, an economic responsibility, to make those opportunities available. So on TaskRabbit, the average hourly wage is $35 an hour, which is 5 times the federal minimum wage. And so not only it's a flexible income, it's a meaningful income that people all over the country today are using to fill an income gap that they have and pay 1 to 3 major bills.
Only 1 to 3 major bills? So if I've got 8 major bills, I'm out of luck?
No, some people are full-time. It's a choice that you can make, and that's the beauty of the platform. Some people can come in and task part-time, and some people can task full-time. We have plenty of people who are spending those 40 hours a week tasking. It may not look like a typical 9-to-5 job. It may be certain hours a day or days of the week, but that's the beauty of a platform that we've built.
So this is going to sound maybe a little pointed, but, you know, what the heck? That sounds a lot like what the folks who run Uber say. Right. Oh, yeah, it'll be great for you. And you can totally get by. And then you hear stories about drivers not getting health care and getting expenses that they can't cover and all of those sorts of things. And so I go back to my previous question, which, although artfully, you didn't quite answer. Can you make a living working for TaskRabbit?
Yeah, we have taskers who have made $150,000 a year. We have taskers who have paid for their kids to go to college. We have taskers who, you know, make $60,000 a year on TaskRabbit in addition to $50,000 in another job that they have. And for a lot of people, that's making more than a living. That's actually making a good living. The flexibility of the hours, the ability to earn a meaningful wage is important to them. We also offer things like training and allowing them to build their skills, particularly in handyman jobs where they want to upskill their abilities. And then we've partnered with various companies to offer portable benefits, things like accessing health care or other retirement options are available through the marketplace.
This is kind of a more macro question, and I'd be curious to get your take. When do you think this idea of the changing nature of work will become the new normal? This idea that people have to dip in and dip out and do lots of things to get by? Because clearly that seems to be the way things are going.
I believe it's going to be sooner than we all think. Most of our taskers are part-time, but the phenomenon that we're seeing in the trend with them is that they're making more and more hours available to task on TaskRabbit and seeing TaskRabbit as an important part of their total income earnings in their household. So I think in the next few years, we'll see a significant increase in the number of people who are choosing to work and live in this flexible way.
And that's the way we're going to measure, right? Total income earnings, that phrase you used. So it's not going to be a paycheck. It's going to be a bunch of paychecks that you're just going to have to aggregate and get by.
It's going to be total earnings. And as you've seen from the way the U.S. government is now tracking census data, they've started to track again income from independent contracting services because there's a recognition that that's the new normal, becoming the new normal of how people work.
In 5 years, what does TaskRabbit look like?
I believe TaskRabbit should be everywhere. And the five cities that we're launching is Charlotte, Cincinnati, Salt Lake City, Kansas City, and the Twin Cities. But there's so many places that we could go. I've never been any place that we shouldn't be. And we will continue to provide great services for people to repair and refresh their home through trusted people in our marketplace. They want it to be convenient. Millennials want to set it and forget it. And